Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 31st Remote Remedy of the Weight Loss for Life series, where today we're talking about upgrading your self-talk. All right, so the goal for weight loss is to lose weight, right? Okay, is it to lose weight or is it to lose inches? Because sometimes they're mutually exclusive. And as we've been talking about throughout this whole process, is how about we upgrade and be that sexy beast and be confident now. So whatever we need to clear to get you to the point of being that sexy beast right now, can we delete it? And anywhere the media, imprinting, programming from wherever in the world it came from, that you have to have this absolutely stick skinny body to be beautiful. There's unrealistic body types praised by the media. Photoshop is the norm. If you have a blemish anywhere, you have to Photoshop it. I know people that as soon as they take a picture on their camera, they go out and edit it before anybody could ever see it. For men to get some gray hairs, you're that silverback and you're handsome and amazing now. But women, as we get older, we just become like some hag. So all of these things that have just been programmed in us, these stereotypes, can we delete them, please? The media mastermind, all of the advertising that they've used to make us feel bad about our bodies so that we'll buy their product. Can we delete all of it? Anywhere where you're not aware or not willing to be aware when something is a marketing ploy versus something that is real. Can we delete those programs? People do it even in the business I'm in, the business of healing. If you wrote a book, you published an article on the internet, it must be true, it must be real, because you wrote it down and you published it somewhere. It doesn't make it real. It doesn't make it true. So anywhere where you're not willing to use that awareness to know what's good for you and your body, what works for you and your body, what's the truth for you and your body, can we delete those programs, please? And let's rev up that frequency a little bit. Okay, what's that stereotype that you've gotten your whole life? You're a little husky, you're big boned, you carry your weight well. Your sister, your somebody is beautiful and you're the smart one. We chose you because fat is healthy, skinny is sickly. Whatever those programs are for you that you were implanted, maybe even from birth, can we please delete them? Families don't necessarily mean to, but they can say the cruelest things because they're the ones that usually we take what they say to heart so much. So anywhere you have buried these stories, so deep in the body so that they create mass and density. They actually create fat in organs, inflammation. And again, we raise that frequency. All right, guys, I'm gonna let these energies keep on going. I love you, and I'll see you on the next one.